This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Because I need to accept the fact I am a Muslim, the fact I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact I want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to be tested. That's number one. Number two, I need to learn the test is not always something I don't like. Test is could be exactly what I want, exactly what I like. And if I respond to the test in the way that that's not pleasing to Allah, then I fail the test. So when Allah make me beautiful and then I start bragging about beauty or I start disobeying Allah because of my beauty, that's a huge test I failed. So the test, look at it in both ways. You fail an exam, it's a test, and you pass the exam with the highest mark is a test, is all how you respond. So that's definitely very important for all of us. Then, as we covered for the last 2 weeks, is actually the type of the tests can come from me. I am a challenge to me. People is a challenge to me. Surroundings is a challenge to me. And the biggest one is actually loved ones and families. And that's why last week we said, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. We have enjoined the human being to treat his parents with goodness. So you have to know when let's say for the youth, if your parents are giving you not the best time, right? You need to remember is part of your test is your parents. And if the parents are giving you a very good, treating you beautifully, giving you everything you want, it's also a test because how are you going to treat them? Are you treating them well because they do everything you want, or you're treating them well because that's what Allah told you? And this is very delicate. Very delicate. You have to do the same thing with the spouse, same thing with the siblings, because we are supposed to do everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I treat you well not because you treat me well. That's everybody. I treat you well because that's what Allah told me. And if you treat me bad, I'm going to treat you well. And if you treat me well, I'm going to treat you well, if not even better. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will... Then we reach here. I opted to stop there last week because I want everyone to pay attention to this. Again, this is called peer pressure. Whenever you read a verse in the Quran, don't read it just like you're reading it, but you have to say, as I said many times, what is Allah telling me? What is He telling me? Well, say what He says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا وَنَحْمَلْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِينَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. The people who... The whole scale, the people who doesn't believe at all versus the people who are Muslims, but they are not the best practicing. People who are, alhamdulillah, they are practicing, but they still have some shortcomings. When you are different in a way that's pleasing to Allah, people will try to change you. And one of the ways, and you have heard it many times, don't worry, I'll take your sins. Have you heard this before? That's exactly what Allah is saying. And then He responded, they will never carry anything. And this is what they say, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا. Follow us. Let's go this place, and this place is not pleasing to Allah. And you are saying, no, I can't do it. And people says, why? What is the big deal? Don't worry. You're worried. Allah is going to ask you. I'm going to answer Him. And everything else, again, every age we have this. This is the test of people in general. Not the loved ones, but this is in general. And Allah, He responds, وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامْلِينَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. They will not carry any burden, any sin of anyone. Why we are saying this? Because one of the principle of this deen, to me, I love it actually, is لَا تَزِيرُ وَازِيرَةٌ وَزِرَ أُخْرَى. Not a single soul will carry the burden of the other one. You feel bad, you want everyone to be guided, you love them, but at the end, you will not be able to help them. And the other way around also, they will not carry your sins and they will not get your good deeds. Unless there is exceptions to the good deeds. So here you go. Don't let, take home message, don't let anyone fool you and tell you, do it. And I will answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not. Because Allah will not ask them about you. Allah will ask you about you. Who you are. What are you doing or not doing? And then this is what it is. Next one. وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ وَلَا يُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. They will carry their burden. and another burden with it. I'll come to it in a second. And Allah will ask them about their lies, what lies they did. When they say, when you come to me and says, you know what, don't worry, don't pray Maghrib. And I'll tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, punish me. That's a lie. Because Allah will not do that. Allah is just. And even they will not be able even to say that. And this is what Allah says. They say they are not going to do it. They will carry their sins. And they will carry the sin of making other people go astray. Because when I invite you, or you invite me to disobedience to Allah, you will be asked about that. And if I do it, you will be asked about it. And the opposite is true. If you help me to obey Allah, make it easy, and I do it, I'll be rewarded, but you will be rewarded too. مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فِي الْإِسْلَامِ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا. Whomsoever starts a good sunnah, a good path, good, not necessarily only what the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You start, for example, soup kitchen. On Saturday, you tell your friends, I'm going to a soup kitchen. Like, what is soup kitchen? Then you explain it to them. Sounds interesting. Do you want me to come and pick you up? And guess what? You take your friend, and the friend goes in, and the friend loves it. You stop going, but the friend kept going. You will get the reward of the friend, and the friend didn't go, but he or she guided you. They will get the reward, and you are doing it. And the opposite is true. That's why he said, nobody will carry the burden of anybody. Not even your mother, not even your son, let alone your spouse, let alone your friends. Allah said this in Surah Al-Zukhruf. This is one of the really painful reality. Allah says, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. The close friends in dunya, the close friends, or not only friends, the close lovers, الأخلاء is your somebody who's very close to you. Could be, again, spouse, friend, anybody, but very close. And الخلة is one of the highest levels of love. الخلة is, you know, when you love, if you know Arabic, love has so many stages in Islam and in Arabic. It's all translated to love, but there is at least 20 words of love in Arabic. One of the highest is actually al-khulla. Afterward is al-alah. That's why it's ilah. When people go crazy about somebody. Al-khulla, they describe it as when the blood goes through your veins, that's how close that person to you. Right? On the Day of Judgment, those close people will be enemies to each other. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. They are enemies, إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Except those who, Allah conscious, the reason you love them, the reason they are so close to you, because the relationship is based on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not based on anything. So here you go. Take home message. Who do you spend time with? Who do you learn from? Who do you disobey Allah for? Because they will not benefit you or benefit me. Next, which is very interesting. Every time you read the Quran, I'm going to try just give you overall. It's not word to word. This is not the word to word class. This is a word how do I understand. Anytime you read a surah in the Quran, start with the shorter ones. One, as you are, as I told you before, map the surah. Ask yourself which Nabi story or Rasul story is in that surah. Because not every chapter in the Quran, the prophets are mentioned. Why? And if they are mentioned, and this is one of the beauty, the story has literally, like the story like a ball, and there's so many angles you look at the story. Every chapter in the Quran, Allah looks at it, teaches us one angle. And then you say, why is that? Are you all with me? Look like you have never heard this before. Yeah, I can see that. I'll give you an example. Sayyidina Nuh, right? Which now you read it in front of you. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. We've sent Noah to his people. That's many places. But the only place where Allah mentioned numbers is in Surah Al-Ankabut. He's told me how long he stayed. You go to Surah Nuh, the whole chapter is about Sayyidina Nuh. There is nothing about how long he stayed. There's nothing about his wife. There's nothing about his son. You go to Surah Hud, chapter Hud, along almost two pages. There's nothing about how long, but there's a detail about he called his people, and then he built the ark, and then the ark, everybody drowned, including his son, the only mention of the son, and the dua to Allah. Question for everybody, why? And again, you are not questioning Allah's wisdom, a'udhu billah, but you ask it this way, out of etiquette with Allah. Say, Ya Rabbi, what are you teaching me? Why is this here or here? Who can answer me why is this here? Why there is a number? And why 1,000 minus 50? Why didn't Allah says 950? Already. Huh? Number one, take home message with you. Keep going. Don't stop. One of the beautiful ads I love, you probably will laugh. You know the Energizer battery, the ad? What it says? Keep going and going and going. Do you know this ad? I don't know if they are still, this is years ago. I don't know. Is it still going? Okay. Keep going meaning what? Don't give up. Don't get upset. Don't lose hope. But also don't expect you'll change people. Why? He stayed 950 years with them. 1,000 minus 50. How many people believed with him? Believed in him and went with him in the ark. فَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ Allah, that's how he described it. Very few. Very few. From thousands. So when I go and I talk to 10 people and no one listened to me, how do I keep going? Remember this. So the story of Sayyidina Nuh, his test was what? Remember, everyone will be tested. Because Allah said, أحسب الناس, everybody, people. Prophets are people. What is his test was? Here. Are you going to be patient or you're not? Are you going to wait till Allah tells you what to do or are you going to give it up? Very different from Sayyidina Yunus, Jonah. Here he stayed, kept going and going, going. When did he stop? When Allah told him, وَوَحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ أَنْ يَصْنَعَ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحَيْنَا We told Noah, go and do, go and start building the ark. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ Don't worry about the wrongdoers. They will drown. What do I learn? It's not me. I can't do it. I just have to deliver what Allah tells me. And don't give up. Number one, this statement, I just said it to everybody, say it to yourself. When yourself give up on you, or when you give up on yourself, this is very common. I hear it a lot. You don't know what I did. You can't imagine what I have done before. You know my answer? Literally. I mean, sometimes I read questions without going to the private life of people. You name it, it's in that question. My answer to her, I don't care. Because you're still alive and you're acknowledging it. That means you want to change. Don't give up on yourself. That's what Allah was telling Sayyidina Nuh. His test was that Allah made him live longer and very few people believed in him. Very few. You and me, you talk to people, you're not going to change them. Allah will change them. But you say, you know what? This city is useless. Then you know what? I'm useless. Because I think I can do it. So only one statement. It's only two ayats, the story of Sayyidina Nuh. Fil Ankabut. Only two. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا They said it's for specificity, that he gave you the exact time. When you say 955 versus 10 minus 5, it's linguistically, this is Arabic linguistically. They said linguistically is stronger when you say 10 minus 1 versus you say 9. You bring the attention of people. Look at the depth of the Quran. I don't think anybody have looked into why did Allah says 1,000 minus 50? Why didn't he say 950? and why the story of Sayyidina Nuh, only two verses in Al-Ankabut, and why the time. These, when you read the Quran, you're not going to get all the answers. Allah will send them, but you need to start looking at them so you open the doors. If you're just going to read, nothing is going to change. So when I am the only, now coming back, because I got this question very recently, you are the only girl in that college which act or has a principle very different from all your class, remember Sayyidina Nuh. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep going. Allah will never let you down. You may not see it right away. You may see your result after 4 years. And they say this is beautifully, actually, this is Sheikh Sharawi said it. He said, this statement is directed to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This verse, this chapter was revealed in Mecca. And is at the end of the Meccan time, they say. And Allah is telling Rasul alayhi salatu, you stayed 10 years only? 10 years. You stayed only 10 years and you find the 10 years too long? He stayed 950. So it is feeling comfort, solace, teaches me and you the most difficult thing we need in this day and age, which is patience. Things take time. Very different than what the time we are living in. We have the, I call it, the fast food life in general. I get hungry, I go driveway, I don't even say a word, I just say a number, number one, two, or three, right? I don't do anything. Now these days my phone pays, I get the food, I pull to the side, I eat the food, within 5 minutes, I'm full. Not when you are walking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not, I wish. In 5 minutes, we are all, alhamdulillah, done, going to Jannah. What is the issue? Not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's his test. His fitna, his test, Sayyidina Nuh, was very few people believed. And Allah kept him alive for a long time. And he didn't show him, he didn't send him the order to build the ark after till 950 years. Couldn't Allah send it after 3 years? Or 5 or 50? That's the message. And it's the message to me. Be patient, which is the hardest thing these days for everybody, for everyone. Just be patient and say to yourself, I say this to myself, that's how Allah wanted it. Ya Allah, keep me going. Ya Allah, keep me going. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانِ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. That's it. He didn't say anything about the ark. Didn't say anything about when he built. Didn't say anything about who did he carry with him. You know that. What did he carry with him? What did he carry with him? Pair. Don't say anything other than what's in the Quran for now. Pair of everything. قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلٍ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكَ. Carry from it everything in pairs. Everything. He said, min kulli shay, everything on this earth. Why? Exactly. So they can reproduce. Subhanallah. And that's why. Here, nothing. Here, time. Nuh, Noah, go, stay 950. 1,000 year minus 50. And then your people were drowned. And they were wrongdoer. Another message. I need to be very careful when I'm doing wrong. And don't defend yourself. Always ask Allah to show you, did I do wrong? Did I do wrong? Did I fail? Did I not do it in the best way? Because the wrongdoing has a sequence. And what did Allah say? فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانِ. Read it. The flood took them, meaning suddenly, because they were wrongdoing. I don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide to send me the angel of death and I am disobeying him at that moment. I don't want that. It can happen any minute. I don't want to be watching something haram and then he comes. وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take me when I am in a state of obedience. How can I guarantee it? Who can answer me? How can you guarantee it? If you live this way all your life, من ما عاش على شيء مات عليه. When you live on something, you will die. You've seen it. Singers goes on the stage and then they collapse. You've seen it. Because that's what they do. And you've seen people, I'm sure you have seen, it's becoming very frequent, people in the masjid. You probably have seen that man recently where he opened the, did you see that? He opened the masjid, pulled the chair. Oh, you go and see it. It's amazing. He opened the masjid in the morning, the first one, opened the masjid, was Fajr, made sure the mic is working, pulled his chair, put it in front of him, read Quran, less than a minute, he collapsed. Because that's how he lived. Who doesn't want to die this way? So, وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't need the rest of the details here. Because the test here goes with the theme of the surah, is the test, is the time. And he was patient. And Allah gave him victory at the end. Don't give up. Doesn't matter who attack you, who say things about you, who belittle you. It doesn't matter. Keep going. As long as you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in general, you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you talk about it, you will be attacked. You will be attacked. People will make fun of you at school. People will make fun of you even in masajid. Keep going. You have a mission in this life. Keep focus on the mission. Don't worry about the distractions. Allah will take care of them. There is a verse in Surah Al-Hajj. I love it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah will give victory to the believers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Allah doesn't love anyone who mistreat or a traitor and ungrateful. Keep going. Now come, the next is Sayyidina Ibrahim. Page and a half. Page and a half. Why is that? What is the theme of the test? What is the theme of the surah? I just said it. It's a test, right? So when I come and I read the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim, I'm going to say, Ya Allah, show me where is his test? And the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim, almost, not all of them, chapter, especially the longer ones, his name is mentioned, his story is mentioned. True or false, right? Every time, one angle, as I told you. Surah Al-Baqarah, you all know that, the cow. How was the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the cow? Building the Kaaba, making the dua, that's Allah responded and here you and me. Nothing about his people, nothing about his father, nothing about his son, except his name. Why? There is a purpose. You come to Surah Al-An'am, the cattle, nothing about his son, nothing about his father. The only thing is what? He's looking for Allah. You know that. Looked at the stars, looked at the moon, looked at the sun. Why? Because Surah Al-An'am is Surah Al-Tawheed. Surah Al-An'am talks all about the oneness of Allah. Are you all with me? Is it making sense to you? Alhamdulillah. So when you read, this is how we start learning. Map it. Ask questions. Don't answer it yourself. Look for the answers. So let's see here. What is Ibrahim? وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه. Now there is a discussion between him and his people. Well, that's again very common in the Quran. Surah Al-Anbiya, the prophets, that's the discussion. في الشعراء, there is this discussion. في الصافات is this discussion. This is different. أعبدوا الله واتقوا. Worship Allah. And be Allah conscious. What is the difference? This is one of the subtles beauty of the Quran. Are you with me all? U'budu Allah, worship Allah. Ittaqu, be Allah conscious. What is the difference? Who can tell me? What was the question? Well, now I want to repeat the question. It's okay. He said to them, read it. I put it in Arabic, right? He said, when Ibrahim, remember, he's talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when Ibrahim said to his people, worship Allah and fear him. He in reality is not fear, he taqwa. Be Allah conscious. Isn't ibadah Allah conscious? I'm sorry? you will be held responsible, getting close. How about the youth? No idea. That's okay. That's why we're here. Abudullah, do and don't. Al-ibadah, worship Allah, here, do and don't. Pray, don't backbite. Taqwa here, stay away from his punishment. So he's telling them, do what he told you, worship him, and don't worship someone else, and be careful of his punishment. He detailed it. He detailed it here. Okay? It's going to come all, why all this detail? Because it's in the next page, why the detail? And then he explains again. When you want someone to be guided, you need to explain. Don't expect people will understand. Right? Be patient. Explain. Even simple things. Basics. Not everybody knows basics. Or they know basics, but they don't understand it. Look what he said to them. Hey, my people, worship Allah. Be careful of his punishment. And then he's explaining to them. You know what you are doing? This is what he's saying. إِنَّمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا. You know what are you doing? You're worshiping idols. And you are creating lies. Because they were making them. What do I learn? What do I learn? If I want my child to pray, right? Which we all do. Don't just tell her, go on salah. Did you pray? Sit down with her and tell her what is salah is all about. And if you don't know, learn it. Anybody you want to change them, talk to their brain. Don't give orders. You give order to your 2 or 4 or 5 year, maybe, because but once they become adult, talk to their brain. And sometimes they use say this to you. They say, talk to my brain, explain it to me. Don't get upset. Don't say, I'm telling you, not this day and age. You need to explain it to them. And if you don't know, then you need to learn. And you need to be convinced before you convince somebody else. Look at the details he went with them. تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا. These are things you create. وَتَخْلُقُونَ if can you creating lies, right? And you want them to help you, to give you sustenance? Money, wealth, hits people. No. فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقَ وَعْبُدُوهُ. He is the one who has everything. He was the one who has the control. Are you all with me here? When I want to change somebody, I need to explain. But I need to be convinced first. Let alone I need to be practicing it. You will not change anyone. If you don't, this is very close to me, this statement. Walk the talk. If you don't walk the talk, young or old, you will not be able to affect people. If you're going to tell your child, don't backbite, and then they hear you on the phone talking about somebody. If you're going to tell someone, be nice to me, don't say these words, and then you do it, nobody will listen to you. And he was a walking tawheed. He was Sayyidina Ibrahim, the father of the worshipping Allah alone. That's the first thing he said. Look at the next one. وَإِن تُكَذِّبُوا فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَى الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. You don't want to believe in me? You think this is not right? You're doing what everybody else did. I delivered the message. That's the message we all have to learn. I just have to tell you. And I say this to people, I say to myself, Ya Rabbi, هل بلغت? Did I say it? You listened, you changed, you accepted, you denied, you attacked me, you praised me. Doesn't matter. I delivered the message. Rightfully, with knowledge, and be patient, and move on. That's what he was saying. If you don't want to believe in me, the people before you did the same. He didn't say you're liars, or you're going to go Jahannam, and my job is to deliver the message. Is this clear so far? Look at the next two. One of the strongest tools to change people is talk to them about the miracles that Allah created in this world. Talk to them about the miracles. Everybody according to who they are. You have a physician, talk to them about the creation of Allah. You have a scientist, talk to them about the mountains in the Quran. You have somebody who is geologist, talk to them about the earth and how it moves. But you need to know. Because if you're going to only explain punishments and Jannah, a lot of people, you know what, they don't see it. They don't see it, they don't feel it. Look what he said, the first word. أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا, don't they see? Don't you see? This is a rhetoric question. Again, no answer. أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا, don't you see? And what has he said? أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهَ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Don't they see? Now you need to tell me, do I see it? How Allah starts a creation and then bring it back again? This is very easy for Allah. This is what he's saying. What is that? Do we see it? Do we see that Allah starts a creation and then brings it back again? Babies, we don't see them bringing back again. It's beautifully, Sheikh Sha'rawi, for those of you who read Arabi, did it amazingly. You know what he said the first thing? Don't they see the four seasons? Subhanallah, four seasons. How the tree, again, this is probably not the easiest one for you here. But if you lived where I lived before, where there's really four seasons, the same tree in front of your home, same tree, green, yellow, barren, nothing, and then becomes white, it depends on which one, and then flowers comes out. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. And every year, but we are too busy. We don't see this. We don't think of this. And then, look at the next one. Now he's talking to them. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Walk around you. Walk around. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ. Now it's babies. Now it's children. Or any babies, not only human beings, but animals. So he's telling them, see around you. See the day and the night, the years, the seasons. The one who created all this cannot bring you and me back. He's talking to their brain. Talk to the brain of people. Once they get it in their brain, then talk to their hearts. The heart will be very ready. You have already made the land or the earth is ready. Very few people change through their hearts first. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. It's usually the brain, especially this day and age. And then he said, again, the same thing. I love this. Sayyidina Ibrahim, the way he talks to them, it's your choice. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Very few, are the one of the few ones in the Quran where Allah starts, يُعَذِّب, he punish. وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Hadi, the only one actually in the Quran, for those of you who memorize, is the only one where يُعَذِّب وَيَرْحَمُ. It's usually يُعَذِّب وَيَغْفِرُ. Exactly, it's usually يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Hadi, the only one in the whole Quran where Allah says, بَدَأَ بِالْعَذَابِ. He started with punishment. وَيَرْحَمْ. It's up to you. When I read مَنْ يَشَاءُ, whomsoever he wills, which one you want? Do you want Allah to guide you? Or you want Allah, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, not to guide you? Let's not talk about punishment. It's my choice. Do you know this is my choice? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will will it when I wanted it. If you really want to be guided, Allah will guide you. We were not born guided. We were not. Some of us, Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, change. But even us born as Muslim, we are not where we are today. Alhamdulillah. So what he wants from me, he will it when I wanted it. So the question, take home, do you really want it? Do you want to be guided? Do you want to really go to college and you're a strong Muslim woman? With everything, all the challenges around us, you will not change. You want to walk in that streets, and you are the only one, dress differently, speak differently, eat differently, everything is different. You want to be that person? Really? Truly? He'll do it. But he wants to see you true, and he will test you with it, of course. So, يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُقْلَبُونَ. And you're going to go back to him. And then, I'm going to pass these next two. Just because of the sake of the time, we'll have 15 minutes, I think I can. Right. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرُضِ. You will not stay here forever. and you will not be saved from punishment. You know what's our problem? This is why Al-Ankabut is literally the surah. You pack it with you. This is how I say, whenever you are being tested, you pack it with you. You're going to go to that class, and you know that teacher or professor is going to really be hard on you, pack Al-Ankabut with you. And read it. And say, I'm not the only one. What is a professor? One person. Or what is the teacher? Or what is this friend? Or one. And he was telling his people, you will not be saved. It's not difficult for Allah to destroy you. We lived it 2 weeks ago. Don't forget. You all remember, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallam. Allah saved us. Remember 2 weeks ago? Was it 2 weeks ago? Exactly, right? When we had the storm, possible hurricane. How did everybody feel? Panic. Shelves were empty. Shelves were empty. What did we learn? He saved us. I didn't save myself. I didn't tell the wind, go this way. I didn't tell the hurricane, slow down. So when you make a landfall, when you make a land, you will land level 3. I didn't. I don't have no control. And then he said, pass Irvine. He did. And go inland. They were thinking it's going to go up there. Moved it. What did I learn? يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He saved me. Allah knows there was somebody in this city who has something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made that dua, and Allah told the wind to move. Do you think this is impossible? But we live in our small circle. I was this, and I have to remind myself before anybody, this was about 15, I don't know, and it was in Mecca. It was night 29 or 28, and they had really drought. There was no rain. So they did Salatul Istisqa, and then in Taraweeh, in winter, and I remember very well, I was there, Sheikh Sudais, this is the dua he said. You know what he said? He said, Ya Allah, if there is one person in between us, you talk about millions, by that person, send us rain. Not less than 2 hours. Start pouring. Who's that person? I want to be that person. You want to be that person. But I have to work. SubhanAllah. That's what he is telling them. You will not be saved. Why are you in the earth or in the sky? وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير. When the storm came in, nobody had, but Ya Allah, God, please save me. Nobody thought about anything else. Allah saved us. والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه. Those who don't believe in Allah, don't believe they will meet Allah. And look at the beauty here. Pay attention with me to all. I wish I had a... Yeah, alhamdulillah. Okay, look at here. And for those who disbelieve in Allah's signs. So these are the, what? Kuffar, those who don't believe in Allah. So it should be a punishment. Should be hard words coming. Look what he said. And they have disbelief in my signs, or Allah's signs. And the meeting with him is they have no hope in my mercy. See how Rabbi Rahim. If somebody disbelieve in me, don't believe what I say, let alone make fun of me, will I tell them, I have mercy? Don't despair from my mercy? What do I say? Wait and see what I'm going to do to you. Right? This is amazing. Have you also here one of the only one? يَئِسُوا مِن رَحْمَتِي. Meaning, what's wrong with you? Don't despair on me. I'm your Lord. I'll give you. I'll forgive you. Just come. Just come, just one word, one step. Just wake up for one fajr. I'll make you pray all the five beautiful. Just start to dress modestly and see how I'm going to give you what you think you don't have, you will not have. But he wants me to take the first step. And this is what Sayyidina Ibrahim, that's why he's Abu al-Anbiya. Everything he did was the first one. First one built the Kaaba. First one destroyed all the idols. The only first and only who Allah told him, slaughter your son, let's do it. The only one who left his wife and his daughter and his son in the middle of nowhere. Abu al-Anbiya. He's the Father. Now look how his people responded. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اقْتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ. Absolute arrogance. Whenever you call someone to Allah and they respond in a harsh way, very harsh way, this is very harsh. They said, burn him live or kill him. We still have 5 minutes. Yes. Whenever you call people to Allah, try to guide them, and they respond in a very harsh way, Allah will save you. فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. This is the only time, this is one of the miracles. And Sayyidina Lut saw the miracle. They put him in the fire. You know that. And the fire was going, but he didn't get burned. Why? Because Allah said so. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. We said, fire, be cold and don't be too cold. Let him live in peace. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ. People will not listen to you. People will make fun of you. People will attack you. Energize our padre. Keep going. Allah will defend you. Allah will save you. This is what we all need. That's why I was telling you, Surah Al-Ankabut, we need it when we are weak, when we get weaker. Next week, we will go to the story of Sayyidina Lut, of course. Okay? Jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Ya Rabbi, ameen.